Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, May 17th. As temperatures warm and reservoirs across the state open their gates to recreational boaters, Colorado Parks and Wildlife is stepping up efforts to prevent the spread of invasive aquatic species. For the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, KRCC's Jesse Metzger has more.
Officials' biggest concern is two species of invasive mussels that spread from one body of water to the next by hitching a ride on a boat. The state operates over 70 inspection and decontamination sites to screen boats before they launch. Rebecca Farrell with Colorado Parks and Wildlife says it's what's kept the mussels out of Colorado so far.
They can hide on little ledges and ridges and on pieces of the engine that, you know, wouldn't necessarily be easy to see from the naked eye.
Waters in over 30 states have tested positive for infestations, including several bordering Colorado. The mussels can cause major damage to infrastructure like dams and water distribution systems, and they also pose a threat to native aquatic species, especially fish. Last year, the state intercepted over 50 boats carrying the mussels, about twice as many as the year before. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jesse Metzger.
Boaters are now required to purchase an annual stamp for $25. That helps fund the inspection program. The stamp is $50 for boats registered outside of Colorado. Many healthcare-related bills were signed into law by Governor Jared Polis recently. Here's KVNF's Jody Peterson with an update on three of the bills that could help many Coloradans faced with high medical costs.
A flurry of new laws in Colorado are meant to help bring down the high cost of healthcare. On Tuesday, May 14th, Governor Jared Polis signed into law House Bill 1174, which is meant to protect patients from so-called surprise medical bills. These surprise bills can happen when patients with health insurance unknowingly get care at a facility that's out of their network. For example, if someone is in a car accident and is taken to an emergency room that doesn't have a contract with the person's insurance company, or if someone has surgery at a hospital that's in their network, but is given treatment by a doctor who's outside that network, they can be hit with bills much larger than expected. In these situations, patients can be surprised with bills that are anywhere from 10 times to as much as 300 times what they would pay for the same service within their insurer's network, according to the nonpartisan group Colorado Consumer Health Initiative. NPR recently reported on the case of a Texas man who had a serious heart attack, was taken to an out-of-network hospital for treatment and eventual surgery, and wound up with a bill for $109,000. These kinds of exorbitant bills happen because medical charges are often much higher than what an insurance company will actually pay. When a doctor or hospital has a contract in place with an insurance company, they agree on the rates they will be paid for their services. But when a medical provider doesn't have such an agreement with a particular insurer, then they're considered out of network for people who hold that insurance, and they charge their usual rates, which are much higher. The new Colorado law, which goes into effect in January 2020, will prohibit doctors and hospitals from billing patients for the balance due on out-of-network care that they received unknowingly. And the key word there is unknowingly. The bill does not prevent patients from being charged out-of-network rates when they deliberately go outside their network for care. The new law also sets standard reimbursement rates that insurers will pay to out-of-network hospitals and doctors. 9 other states have already passed similar protections for consumers, although Colorado is the first state in the Mountain West region with this kind of law. It won't help everyone, though. The protections apply only to insurance plans that Colorado regulates and not to federally regulated insurance plans. The law was opposed by the Colorado Medical Society, which believes that its provisions will cause many emergency room doctors to leave the state. 2 other recently passed bills aim to help patients with a high cost of prescription drugs. In recent years, the cost of some life-saving prescriptions has jumped by nearly 500%, putting them out of the reach of many people who need them. SB 5 will lower the cost of prescription medications by allowing Colorado pharmacies to import prescription pharmaceuticals from Canada. Drug prices in Canada are often much lower than they are in the U.S. However, federal approval will be required before such a drug importing program could begin. House Bill 1131 is also meant to help patients faced with high drug prices. It requires drug manufacturers to give doctors the wholesale cost of a prescription drug and the names and wholesale costs of at least 3 equivalent generic drugs, if they exist. With this information, prescribers can offer patients more choices and help them avoid the costliest drugs when possible. For KVNF News, this is Jody Peterson.
And in a follow-up, Governor Polis signed two bills yesterday that will increase access to mental health resources. The governor signed House Bill 1269, sponsored by Representatives Lisa Cutter and Tom Sullivan, that will modernize behavioral health insurance coverage laws to align with federal law and close loopholes to increase access to mental health services for Coloradans. HB 1269 strengthens prevention and screening laws to shift the current system away from expensive late-stage treatment to early prevention, and enforces and makes transparent existing state and federal parity laws and increases consumer protections. Currently, state and federal laws require insurance carriers to provide equal coverage for mental health and physical care. However, many families are being denied coverage or are paying out-of-pocket costs for weeks or months for mental health care services because of loopholes in current law. Governor Polis also signed a bill sponsored by Representatives Daphna Michelson-Janay and Dylan Roberts to help address youth suicide. Representative Michelson-Janay's son survived a suicide attempt at age 9. The life-saving law, HB 1120, will reduce the age at which a young person can seek confidential psychotherapy services from a licensed mental health professional without the consent of his or her parent or guardian, from 15 to 12. The bill also requires the Colorado Department of Education, in consultation with the Office of Suicide Prevention, the Youth Advisory Council, and the Suicide Prevention Commission, to create and maintain a mental health education literacy resource bank. The resource bank is available to the public free of charge. Colorado is ranked 3rd for suicides among youth aged 10 to 14 and 5th for teen suicide overall. Both laws were signed yesterday at the Center for African American Health in Denver. And finally today, Governor Polis signed two bills that will help improve women's access to health care services. House Bill 1122 will allow the Maternal Mortality Review Committee to review cases of maternal deaths in a timely manner and then to work on ways to lower those deaths. 80% of all maternal deaths in Colorado could have been prevented with proper access to services. And Governor Polis signed a bill that requires women's preventative health include follow-up diagnostic procedures for women with increased risk factors for contracting breast cancer without any additional costs or copays by the patient. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, May 17th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.